Chapter 5. Sarah speaks to Annie. The blanket is always on the mirror now. Every time Sarah moves the blanket, she hears a horrible, cruel laugh. It frightens her. Only she can hear it.
I must do something,
she thinks.
I can't live with this. I must speak to Annie. Maybe she will talk to me in the attic.
Sarah takes the key from the drawer and goes to the attic door. She's very frightened. She opens the door and starts to go up the stairs. Suddenly, she hears the door shut loudly.
Oh no, the door shut. Am I locked in here with Annie?
Sarah wants to return to her bedroom, but first she must speak to Annie. She goes into the attic. The long dress isn't on the floor, and all the boxes are closed.
Mum put the dress in one of the boxes,
she thinks. There are a lot of boxes. Sarah opens one of them and finds the long dress. She takes it and holds it in front of her. She turns to the mirror, but it isn't there.
Oh, I forgot,
she thinks.
The mirror is in my room.
Suddenly, she hears a voice.
You don't need the mirror, Sarah. You will look beautiful in that dress. But it's my dress,
says the voice. Then it begins to laugh.
I can see you all the time. I can see you in every room in my house.